My college classes are nearing the finish line. This semester has found me working on a series of portfolio projects with students and prospective employers interested in digital footprints, media ethics, adaptive leadership, and avoiding bias in the workplace. We have discussed some basic concepts of human services, philanthropy, and professional vocabulary. We have talked about the dangers of controlling the narrative or leading with fear, hierarchy, and intimidation. I was even asked to share some information about the Sunshine Law and Robert's Rules of Order. Old habits die hard, I guess. After all, it is a bit like riding a bicycle. Some of my students have had heavy semesters full of loss, tragedy, illness, and challenges. We have become adept at sharing our coping skills with one another. We have also discussed how to remain professional and transparent so that true empathy can take place. I said I didn't think students really learn from people they don't love and respect. As we came full circle in the discussion, we talked about how that same school of thought transcends to the workplace, where we hope our leaders have the same values and morals we desire. What happens when they don't? Well, we talked about that too. It seems everyone had a story or two to share. We talked about how some of us process information by asking questions. Somebody said that those who bombard others with questions are often insecure. Someone else said maybe they are just excited to learn. We have role-played in the structures of government, education, private sectors, and Fortune 500 companies. No stone has gone unturned. I'm fortunate to be able to make a few phone calls or send a few emails to my friends and colleagues who are always quick to share their insight, goals, and resources for the betterment of tomorrow's leaders, movers, and shakers. In order to be productive and thrive, we need to have leaders who aren't afraid to be wrong or jump into the mix with me. I love that. I've pulled information from past media ethics events that I helped host and updated my vocabulary, since so many words today are becoming obsolete. Some of them seem like perfectly good words to me, such as actress, mankind, stakeholders, peanut gallery, and even basket case and tribe. The history of words, you know, can denote issues with race, religion, ethnicity, gender, and social class. We have to be careful to keep things in context and stand quick to fix the messages we send. I hate overthinking my vocabulary that decades of reading and listening have put firmly into place. But, yet, I don't want to be taken out of context for the messages I do send. We have had some wonderful discussions on transparency, legalities, protecting your people, and developing mutual trust. We've talked about the value of social equity and knowing someone has your back. We have shared workplace dilemmas and plausible solutions. We have discussed the power of remembering who you are in the face of great challenges or necessary change. We have talked about the magic of kindness, creativity, innovation, and standing your ground in a world that is quick to bully or even quicker to judge. Adaptive leadership models embrace a growth mindset, promote a continuous learning process, and encourage loyalty by developing trust, fun, fellowship, and equity in the workplace. I often talk about servant leadership because I believe we gain power and knowledge by working with one another on shared dreams, shared visions, and shared goals. The truth is, servant leadership and adaptive leadership can work hand in hand to embrace change, meet challenges head on, and develop tenacity that thwarts negativity because the needed optimism comes from within. Be your own cheerleader, I say. Everyone else will catch on in time. The bottom line in each leadership model is remembering who you are as you head toward the finish line. We are almost home.